From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. This weekend, California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is trying to recover from the first major setback of his administration. Schwarzenegger won a recall election that was driven in part by California's budget crisis, but last night lawmakers failed to pass one of his major proposals to solve it. Schwarzenegger wanted them to approve a popular vote in March on a plan to cap state spending and also borrow more money. We've called Sherry Bevich Jeffy, who's a political analyst and a senior scholar at the University of Southern California, and who has also been helping us sort out the Schwarzenegger story. And Sherry, what happened?
What happened yesterday was the governor lost, and he lost big. The legislature adjourned for the week without passing his $15 billion bond proposal to go on the ballot in March, and both Democrats and conservative Republicans helped to defeat it, and his tight spending cap as well. As a result, the real worry is that we floated about $14 billion in so-called bridge loans, which come due in June, and without those bonds, they cannot be paid, and it appears that if the governor wants to go over the heads of the legislature, which he has promised to do, he will go the initiative route and circumvent the legislature completely. This bond issue and spending cap will not go on the ballot until November.
Well, now, when Gray Davis was governor of California, Republicans in the legislature were accused of embarrassing him, making him look as bad as possible. Are Democrats now trying to make Schwarzenegger look as bad as possible?
Oh, I would assume that at least some of them have that goal in mind. But if you look, for example, at Senator John Burton, the president pro tem, the head guy, the most powerful Democrat in Sacramento and the head of the Senate, this is a true ideologue, and he really does believe that the proposals that the Schwarzenegger administration have put on the table will lead to cuts in programs that are important to Democratic constituencies. And Burton's going to stand in the way of that happening, and he can, because in 2004, he's termed out.
Might this be the first of many defeats for Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't think it's impossible that this is the first of many defeats. I have to say that, you know, this vaunted bipartisanship really lasted just about 36 hours after the inauguration. So what has happened this week does not surprise me. I think that the governor is learning fast, and maybe with some bit of frustration, that he cannot automatically have his way where the legislature is concerned.
Sherry Bevich Jeffy is a political analyst and a senior scholar at the University of Southern California. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Steve.